Chad, say something.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Good, bad.
You're fine. Good. We're just going to have to hear ourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Cool.
Can you hear me, Jordan?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear
yourself?
Fucking
thing rolling,
Chad,
before I lose my mind.
Do you hear us when we both talk?
Let's
say some words together, Jordan.
Hello,
let's start talking.
How are you doing?
Can Chad hear me?
Hi there, Chad. He's like so aggravated.
I'm just annoyed at everything right now. But first.
Here, let me finish my third.
My second.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That was fucking cute.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 42. If you didn't already know by listening to all of that, we got a special guest here today. But first, my name is Cameron Weaver.
This is your boy, Chad Hoy. And then we have a special compatriot here.
Hello, I'm Jordan Kenyon.
The New England compatriots.
Oh, my God. It's going to be long. It'll be a long episode.
Starting it off right.
Guys, Time Hop just... Which, wow, this is weird. I'm going to talk about Time Hop kind of a lot in this episode for some reason. But Time Hop just informed me that a year ago, Chad and I recorded the first quote-unquote episode of the Dad Podcast. But
yeah.
It was deleted, and it never saw the light of day.
Huh.
Thank God.
Yeah. And then we, what, put one out in September?
September, yeah. We took some time to do another one, and then we finally did it.
Man, and so you're welcome.
I have some exciting news. Should I say it right now?
Yeah, come on out.
It's funny. Oh, I'm gay. No. Yeah, I am officially moving to Austin, Texas.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, I'm out this bitch in August, early August.
Good.
7th.
Man. Now I'll never have an excuse to see your face again in person.
Good. unless you come to Austin, either of you or both.
I'll
preferably.
Preferably
both.
I might, but that costs money.
Did we ever introduce Jordan?
What?
Did we introduce you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Wait.
I said my name.
Right? Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I totally forgot that already.
But I mean if you listen to the podcast, you know that I'm Mike multiple times in the past.
That's true. He's here a lot. He's our buddy. He's our boy. This
Hello.
Is Jordan Kenyon.
Yay.
Welcome back to the podcast, buddy. How you doing?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us more about that. What are you doing? Are you just moving or do you have a job?
Here's the thing. I don't have a job, but my lease is up August 6th, and I have two good friends who are literally getting married the week before.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm going to their wedding in L.A.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then,
humble brag.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get back the 2nd or the 3rd. I think I'll be back on the 2nd. And then I'll have jet lag, and I'll go to sleep, and then I'll wake up and go to work, and I'll put in my 2 weeks notice.
Boom.
And then I won't work the 2 weeks because they do this thing where if you're going to another financial institution that you don't work it. So there's that. Yeah. But but you still get paid. So that's my plan. But basically, yeah, I'm going to go live with them. They have humbly and graciously.
The married couple?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Have fun with that. It's great.
Yeah. Recording the podcast every week is going to be so fun with Eric, who's going to be a dick about it. So I can't wait. But so it is exciting though. Like Eric's one of my best friends. His fiance, Elijah, is one of my best friends. It's a girl spelled with an A, just for the record.
Okay,
but yeah,
well,
so
sure.
I mean it's fine. Like I know we're not judgy around here, but I just want to clarify.
Aren't we, though? Yeah.
Elijah, yeah.
Fiance Knowles.
And then one of my best friends, Luke, also lives in San Antone. So shout out to Luke.
Cool hand, Luke.
Yeah. Cool handle, Luke.
Yeah. Great name, Luke.
Yeah.
Real cool, man.
It is cool. Yeah. So, hey, I'm podcasting. Sorry. But yeah. So.
It looked like you were talking to God.
Mom, get in the room.
God, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm podcasting.
But that's what it's looking like. I'm excited to go there. And, like, things could still fall together before I get there. But if they don't, then I'll just fucking substitute teach or something in Texas or work at a bar for a while.
Would you be a bouncer?
No.
Would you like to bounce?
I would like to be a bartender because they can make good money, honestly. But
don't you need to go to bartending school for that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
No, you like do online classes to get your liquor license, and then you can be a bartender. You don't have to go to bartending school.
Liquor license? I barely know her license.
Shut up.
I'm gonna leave this podcast.
I'm just trying to give the people what they expect, Chad.
Bad content.
This whole other laptop now.
Cam almost spit beer on his laptop.
I did spit my beer on my laptop.
No, just for anybody listening. Yeah. So there's that. I'm going to miss the boys who I live with now, but I'm looking forward to being in a new place where there's more opportunity. So
by that, he means poon.
No, because I would have damn it! I would say no, because if that were the case, I would have said opportunity.
Yes. So beat me to it, man.
It's like you have one brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. If you've listened to the podcast, we really do share one brain, because we're not smart.
Yeah. Chad.
So it's like split between, what?
Chad keeps it on the weekdays. I get it on the weekends.
And even then, it's not quite there. So.
That's true.
Yeah, you drink more on the weekends, so you just ruin it.
It's July 10th as of recording this, and I know that I've been drunk.
No, it's
more
not.
It's July 9th.
It's July 9th, Cameron.
Oh my gosh.
You've definitely been drunk a lot. Huh?
Yeah, see, this proves my point. I've been drunk more days than not in July.
That's so disgusting.
No, but here's my reason. Also, I laugh like the hyenas in The Lion King.
Yeah.
Specifically, Ed.
Yeah.
Do you think his name is Ed because he's special?
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Is that a 1990 joke that we didn't realize until right now?
I don't know. Disney's not that evil. No, that was the joke, Jordan.
Walt Disney just laughed in his grave.
In his cryogenic chamber.
He's just like, in his cryogenic chamber. He's just like, a little bubble comes out of his floating still. Oh! Why did that scare me?
I don't.
What?
Okay, for some reason, guys, someone walked by behind Chad, and for some reason, I was thinking Skype was a mirror, and I thought a man was walking behind me.
I mean, we are both fat and ugly, so like, if you're looking at me, it's kind of like the same as a mirror.
I practice my kissing on this mirror.
That's a good joke. Yeah, so.
What were we talking about? Oh, I've been drunk a lot.
I was drunk last night because I saw the Impractical Jokers live.
Fuck yeah.
I was uncomfortably drunk during the whole time.
Uncomfortably
what? Drunk. Yeah, what makes a drunk uncomfortable?
Nothing, I thought.
That's true, but I'm just... I can be a little too much to handle when I get way too much, so...
Hey, the first step to fixing a problem is admitting you have one.
I've admitted that a long time ago. It just never gotten fixed.
Well, that's called procrastination.
And yes, that's true.
Hey, or denial.
Yeah.
Well, if you admit it, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway. I honestly fucking hate how gross you are. You're so goddamn gross. No professionalism whatsoever.
No, there's none, man. Guys, so welcome to the Dad Podcast episode 42. We're a good solid 9 minutes in, and we're going to have a good time. We got our buddy Jordan here. Chad's here on the mic. Check one, check two. My mic sounds good. And we're going to read some hate mail later. We got Bander Porno. But first, Jordan, how was your week, buddy?
It was good. I didn't really do a whole lot except for yesterday. Like I said, I saw the Impractical Jokers live, which they were fantastic. I wasn't sure how their live set was gonna be compared to like what they do on the show.
Yeah, so, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, they did the like they had an opener. Their opener was really good too. I can't think of his name, but he was really good. And then all four of the guys came out on stage, and they each did like little stories here and there. And then while they did the stories, each one of them would chime in and say some funny stuff. And then they even played some clips from the show that were like more like mature, that they couldn't play on live TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like that was really like really interesting to see like some new stuff, because I've seen all the episodes like 5 times each. So.
Oh, okay. I don't really watch that show because I don't have cable.
Well, see, before I moved out of my mom's, we had cable there, so that was the only show I watched. But now that I have my own house finally, I don't have cable. I'm just going exclusively through streaming services. Sure if Impractical Jokers is on any streaming service that I have.
I don't feel like it is. It's a true TV show.
Stop moving that chair.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting on a creaky doorway.
So loud.
This is what living anyway. With a newlywed couple sounds like.
Okay, you can stop. You can stop. I get it. Sex.
I'm done.
And then you hear like some muffled like, "Was that me? Did I hurt you? Is that all you got? I'm not even close to finish. How could you finish that fast? You always fucking do this.
I'm sorry. I had some whiskey. It took me a while anyway." And then you hear a toilet flush. Always.
God, okay. Well, yeah. So that's a good goof. Go away. Fucking. This cat. There's this cat here.
Still the same cat?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Doing the thing. You know when cats rub up against your legs?
Yes. Yeah.
I hate that. Me I'm not too. A fan.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
You don't mind?
Look,
it?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go on a rant right now. I don't think I fucking like cats, man. I really don't. I'm like, I know a lot of people who love cats, and it's totally fine that they like cats.
Yeah.
I just fucking think they're lame. Like, they don't do... Like, they just scratch shit up.
You don't like the pussy?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't even me.
I know. That's what's worse. That's what's worse. No, cats. The animals.
I know. Just go on.
And the Broadway play. Fuck cats.
I hate them.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah, no. Okay, Moonlight or whatever. I hate that song. Memories. That's what...
Moonlight's mentioned in that song, though.
Moonlight's right. It's in the line Miranda Cosgrove sings in School of Rock 2004.
Step, step, step. Good. You're in.
Yeah. I also like Shallow Hal. Anyway, yeah. But I don't like cats. Because there's just something about them.
Like they're plotting to kill you because cats are evil?
Yeah, just a little bit. There's something about them I don't like, and it's just like it's inherent. I've never really liked cats. Cats have never really liked me, but this cat, which my roommate randomly adopted, aka found outside or something. It's like it loves me, and I don't want it. I don't want it to stop, you fucker. Yeah,
dude,
so
it's like they know that you don't want it around, so it's like I'm gonna hang around.
That was
it's like. Yeah,
my cousin's cat too.
Part of their evil charm, but like there's, it's like my dog Skip, you know, when he tells it to leave alone. I wouldn't kick it though.
Why'd you bring that up? It's a sad movie.
That song or movie is so sad.
It is.
Is that Frankie Muniz?
It is Frankie Muniz, aka Agent Cody Banks.
What do you think he's been up to?
Aka,
Agent Cody Banks 2.
Yeah. Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh also yeah. Duh.
Which that was actually, I didn't realize for years that Bryan Cranston was the father.
Yeah.
To be forever.
When Breaking Bad got big, like, the crossover memes were really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love I hated Frankie Muniz for a long time because of Agent Cody Banks, because I was in love with Hilary Duff.
But then it was all good when he made Big Fat Liar, so.
I love Biffle.
It's a great movie.
I did like Big Fat Liar. I also like Big Fat Giant.
What?
Big Friendly BFG. Giant. Yes.
The big fucking... The big fucking guy.
That's my nickname, BFG. And everyone's like, oh, Big Friendly Giant. And I'm like, no, just Big fucking guy. That's my nickname. That's who I am.
That's hilarious. Well, I'm sorry about the cat problem that you have.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the only cat problem I have. Am I right? Yeah, girls suck. Huh? I don't talk to them. They're stupid. Hey, we're all single boys here, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Cameron.
I mean,
no class for that.
Or are we?
I went on a brunch date.
Hey.
Oh, yeah? Chad's licking his inner lip. I didn't like that. Ooh, actually, now I do like that.
How's that for a segue, though? Am I right?
That was great.
Thank you. Everyone take a shot.
Take a shot.
Okay. How have you gone on dates with a cutie and you're the way you are?
I don't know. She doesn't know yet.
She doesn't know yet. That's definitely it. It's got to be it.
She goes out, she's in for a hell of a surprise,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's so attractive. It really bums me out.
Have I seen a picture?
I'll show you a picture of her.
Thanks. Cameron, dating you is like dating Oscar the Grouch, but he doesn't keep his trash in the trash can. It's like, it's like spread out around him. And it's just old green balls are just smelly and it's got diseases.
I told you to never tell anybody about my balls, Chad.
They're very green and furry. They haven't been washed, and so there's algae on them, actually.
Oh, God. Some man's hand is always in them.
Because of the swass. Because of the swass, is what I was going to say.
Quick side note, I've golfed the last 3 days in a row.
Wow.
In the last 3 days in the row, In the row. I have left the worst swass stains on my shorts I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
Like, I got up to golf and my dad's like, holy crap. And then he got up to golf and I was like, you too?
When me and my dad golfed together on Father's Day, sharing a cart was so hard.
You're like hanging off the side.
Yeah. My dad's not even like that big of a. He probably weighs like 220. He's like 5'10, you know. But like, I'm just such a big guy that it's hard. We're both hardy boys.
Golf carts are little boys. That's like, I could sit comfortably in the middle of a golf cart seat, but not with another person. Any other person.
I don't get swass often, but one time. I went to this like dance party thing and I wore some light colored shorts.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, it was with my boy Jonah. And it was literally just, it looked like I sat in water, but the water was only on my butt crack.
Yeah. It's called Mountain Dew. Oh,
no. Mountain PU, am I right?
You are not wrong. But yeah, I went and got brunch with Sophia and, it was really good. She got the hot chicken cordon bleu and I made a joke. I made a dad joke when she ordered it. She goes, what is cordon bleu? And I was like, I don't know, but I loved him in High School Musical.
Son of a bitch.
And she laughed.
That's good. That's good. That's a good joke though.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. I thought so.
No.
All right.
But,
funny. I mean.
It was just this big cordon bleu. It's like a sandwich. It's a hot chicken sandwich with like a certain type of cheese and a certain type of something else or whatever. And
you need need to quit because I'm getting a boner.
I know, man. It was pretty good. She gave me a bite, but like, and then I got a BLT.
Bite of what? The sandwich. Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're so sad.
But, no, like, here's my thing, guys. I don't know. I mean, maybe I do know, but I don't know. She is a very busy person, and the fact that she keeps setting aside time and making an effort to hang out with me, maybe she's into me, but maybe she's being friendly. I don't know. Maybe she just wants to be friends, which I'm cool with, but I'm trying not to rock the boat, so I haven't kissed her.
Aww.
Your face looks so fucking dumb when you said that. I don't know what it was.
Well, I made a face with the voice.
I know, it's just funny.
Well, sorry, I'm using dumb. It to mask my pain. Because I just don't know what to do.
Go away, fucking cat. Sorry. Comes out of nowhere, man. I don't even see it come up.
They're ghosts. Cats are ghosts. In furry I think bodies. They are.
But no, like, there's always a possibility that she does like you, and maybe not. You still don't know. So.
You know what my dad said?
Oh, gosh, what?
He goes... There are some girls out there who aren't just totally in it for looks.
Okay. We all know you're an ugly fuck, but yeah. You know, maybe she likes you for who you are, I guess. I don't know.
He meant to be encouraging, but I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Hey, shut the fuck up. But like he's like, yeah, there are some girls who aren't always in it just for the looks. And I'm like, gosh dang it.
Who? Where?
Yeah, where,
Wade?
I hope to God it's this Sophia. She's so cool, man.
She seems really cool.
She's real cool. She's real pretty. It bums me out. It really pisses me off.
Stop being in love. Annoyed.
I'm sorry. And the last girl I went on 3 dates with, I completely ghosted her, and I don't want to ghost Sophia, so that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
Remember that girl that took me to the Klan rally?
I do.
What? Oh, Taylor Swift thing.
Every time you say that,
I'm like, huh?
But, for those of you just tuning in, I should probably provide context to that joke.
Okay, so Friday I was going to have a date. I actually didn't, but there's a funny story to it. I was going to have a date with this – I matched with a girl. Okay, one, now that I know I'm moving, I feel really guilty about, like, talking to women. Also, I just got OkCupid. Please don't judge me. Oh, and, gosh. Like, I've gotten –
I used to have
– it's actually – it's kind of – it's, like, better.
Yeah.
It's better.
Do you have to pay for that?
No. You can.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You can pay for
it. It's like any dating. Yeah, no, it's like
– I've heard successful stories from OkCupid.
I almost had something from there, and – like, I talked to a girl for, like, maybe 2 weeks or so through there, and she was wanting to move way too fast.
Oh.
And I cut it off. And good. The funny thing is, she
what'd
friended...
What'd you cut off?
The relationship was.
Not your wiener. Okay.
Oh, hell no.
I but, need that.
But no, she friended me on Facebook, like, before we ended things off, and... I saw her like maybe 4 or 5 months later on Facebook. She already had met someone and gotten married to this guy.
That could have been you.
But he, and it's all right though, because he lives in Egypt. So she moved to Egypt.
What?
Yeah,
I have more questions.
I know. How do you feel?
Cam's face. Oh my god.
It was so random.
That's insane.
That's yeah, fair.
But I interrupted you, Chad. Go on with your.
Oh, yeah. So my date story is nowhere nearly as impressive as that one.
That was incredible.
Yeah. So basically, like, one, I already feel guilty about, like, talking to girls. And I know open and honest is good, so I'm going to do that. But, like, probably not till I, like, if I were to meet up with them, you know, I would be like, hey, just so you know, I'm moving in less than a month. But tell Austin to fuck off. Is that him? Wait, who was that?
No.
He's good camera.
Yeah, yeah. So,
no, I'm leaving that in.
So.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I was going to have a date with this girl Friday. And she
texted
me.
Her name was Friday?
No. On Friday night. Her
is
name
she
was.
Friends with Wednesday?
Her name was Friday night?
don't like to say their names, but it wasn't either of the ones you're saying.
Was How it about Ellen?
That? It's fucking Jess, okay? Her name is Jess. Who's Jesus that girl? Christ.
It's okay. Jess.
All these stories could be 1 minute if you guys would shut the fuck up.
It's called content.
It's not content. It's annoying. What was
that voice? It's not content.
He sounded like Grover.
Go the fuck away.
Now he's yelling at the cat.
Hey.
What is happening?
So you went out with Wednesday, Friday. You went out with Jess.
God. I'm leaving.
No. No. Tell us about your date.
It's over.
No. Chad. Tell us about your date.
All right. It wasn't a date. I was going to go out with a girl named Jess on Friday night.
Why didn't you just say that first? I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He just grabbed his whole face. He's just resting his head in his hands. And now he's wiping. He's rubbing his temples. He's
okay.
Pinching his brow. I'm sorry.
I was going to go out with this girl. She texted me 3 hours before we were going to go out. And she says, hey, my dog is sick. And I was like, oh, God. This No, right? Yeah. No, this sounds like a stupid excuse. We'll see. She's like, I don't want to sound crazy or anything, but I came home and my dog's really sick. I have to take to the animal hospital. I was like, it's totally fine. We'll do another night or something. And she's like, yeah. We already have planned to do something Tuesday, so it wasn't a lie. Her dog, she came home. Her dog ate 26 cookies.
Oh, fuck.
A whole pack of ramen, uncooked ramen. Fuck. Yeah. Hard ramen.
Oh, no.
And something else, like cookie dough also. And she was like, so I have to watch its poo all night to make sure there's, like, no blood in it.
Right. Yeah. No.
Yeah, so.
I've actually been there when Mika ate the
Yeah, you off. Have been yeah, there. That's just very. I was like, listen, if my dog did that, I would totally cancel, too. Dogs are way more important than, you know, someone you haven't even met. It's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. But that was it. I was going to have a date and then didn't. Oh, so, wow.
Well,
so.
I might. I'm not calling this a date. I don't know how it's going to be. I might have something this upcoming Friday. Maybe.
Ooh.
Like I said, I don't know how to categorize it. I don't think it's anywhere near a date.
But well, what are you going to do?
Possibly get coffee.
That's a date.
Okay.
How did you meet her?
I mean, like, I've known her for, gosh, how long?
Years.
Yeah, it's been years. Through school, and she goes to IWU now.
Yeah, her name is Lori Hunt.
That actually be really funny because Braden texted me the other day and said that he has been listening to the show.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I said that.
Yes.
Yeah. he'll like that one, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Also, hey, Brayden, your three friends are together. Where are you at? Being fucking married, you ass. Love you, though. Love you so much, baby. All right, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really know how to categorize it. And I met her through school, like, many years ago. So, yeah, I mean, just sort of texting, messaging not too long ago, and I just told her, like, hey, if you want to get together sometime, maybe grab some coffee, do something else.
Boom.
Why not? And she said that, yeah, she's really into that.
That's a date.
I don't know that.
That's a date, you. Jordan.
Did I you love meet her how... on
a... Sorry, did you meet her on, like, a dating thing? Like,
no.
Tinder or something?
No.
Oh.
I just said we met her. I knew her through high school.
I totally spaced out, dude. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'll be honest.
You actually don't listen.
I heard someone was setting off fireworks outside. Okay.
It's July 10th. Ninth.
Ninth. Oh my God.
It's too late for that. No, I love how I was like telling you that that's a date when I'm like, I don't know how to feel about. I literally have gone on three dates, quote unquote. Yeah. No, not quote unquote. You know what? Fuck Cameron Weaver.
You've been on 3 dates.
I've been on 3 dates with this girl.
Yeah.
Say their dates. And you know what? Next date, do a DTR. I fucking dare you, you puss.
What's that?
I define the relationship. Be like, hey, are these dates or?
Wow. See,
is this casual?
I'm
how
so
are
bad
we feeling?
With acronyms.
Oh me.
I thought DTR meant down to something with an R, and I was
down,
like,
yeah.
That's
actually
sound
down.
Good.
It's actually down to ruck. Passage to rugby term, so it's a rugby thing. It's when you're playing rugby, you say, hey, bro, you DTR? And they're like, yeah, bro. And then you guys ruck a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then
I love rucking with the bros.
Yeah.
Ruck and roll.
I'm always rucking the dudes out there Friday, Saturday nights. We just go getting rucks at the bar. Just go to the bar, pick up some dudes, bring them home, and we ruck a little bit, you know?
I thought down to ruck meant you're with your bro. And your bro gets into the car, and you're like, "What do you want to listen to, bro?" And your bro goes, "Oh, I'm DTR." And you go, "Oh, you're DTR?" And your bro goes, "Yeah, I'm DTR." And you go, "Okay, bro, if we're DTR, I'm gonna turn on Darius Rucker right now." I only want to be with you. Sometimes the dolphins make me cry.
Do
you know that's the lyric? It says,
yeah.
"I'm such
yeah.
a baby because
the dolphins make me cry."
Oh my
yeah.
gosh!
Also, it's something about laughing when I stare at little girls. So that's in
it's a good. It's a good lyric. The dolphins thing, not
you're
the stare at
little girls.
Ew!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
Darius Rucker, I barely know her.
I'm on a rock.
Rock. That's it. We peaked. It's over.
Yeah. So let's do some POB, baby. Some pander Borno.
Yeah, baby. Woo! You know what? We're going to do a special edition this week because Jordan's here. I figured we could pit you two against each other, gladiator style.
Yes.
I'm going to kick his ass.
That sounded real confident. So I moved the laptop chat so you can only see my big five head.
And I can't see the list, so.
Yes, Jordan can't see the list, but Chad can.
But and, the good thing is, though, your kiss is on my list, so.
Yes.
Tell Jordan to take his headphones off so that he can't hear me.
Oh. So you can't hear his answer.
Oh. Did China do that?
Well,
it was
she
different
because
me and Cam were together for China.
Yeah, that's true.
Fine.
Take your headphones off.
Yeah, but
take
face.
Your headphones off.
Oh, okay.
Take them both off. He put one on his head, all cute, and he looked at me, and now he's holding one up to his ear.
Hello.
No. All right.
Are his headphones off? Are his headphones off?
They're off.
I'll still be able to like hear if it's wrong or not. So.
Okay, yeah.
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 You can hear me. That's the point.
Correct.
All right. While Jordan's headphones are off, I have something to say.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I love that baby boy so much.
That's really sweet.
Okay, yeah.
So for those of you listening at home who don't know how this game works, I'm sure you can figure it out. We're about to play Band or Porno. I've got a list of 15 real band titles or real porno titles. And normally I just give a list of 15 to Chad and he has to tell which one he thinks it is, but today we're making it a special competition, and the winner gets all of my
Star Wars miniatures.
No, all of my love.
Oh.
I spent too much money on those Star Wars miniatures. I'll give you my love. That's
and you know
worth
what?
A lot
it's
less.
Sad.
It is sad.
It's worth a lot less.
It is sad. So yeah, that's how we do it. We're gonna start right now, boys. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Fuck Jizzy yeah. Speedwick.
Oh gosh. Same porn.
Jizzy Speedwick?
Yes, sir.
Gotta go up.
Fuck. Okay. I can still hear Jordan though. This is
That's
hard.
That's right, yeah. Put your back on. He can still hear you.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
all idiots.
I didn't think that through. Yeah, we are.
Alright, let's do this.
Alright. So Jordan says porn.
I think porno.
It's a band.
Oh damn.
Fuck.
You're both dumb little boys.
Well, you're not wrong, so.
All right. Crack Whores of the Tenderloin.
That's a porn.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely a porno. I love how you both were so sure about that.
Well, I know that the Tenderloin is an actual place in
Rack
LA.
Horse is a word that was
and
in there.
And the Tenderloin is an actual place in California.
Oh.
It's in San Francisco.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like cool. the shadier drug part of town.
Confunky Fried.
Band.
That's a band.
Yeah.
It's a band.
All right.
Oh, boy, that's a band. All right. Soft Cocks.
I'm going to say band, honestly.
Band. Both same band? Yeah, it's a band.
All right.
Wow. Good job. Proud of you. Thank you for getting the dog hair off of me. All right, guys. This one I have to explain to you. It's ATM machines, but the ATM stands for... Anyone want to guess?
Ass to mouth?
Yeah.
So porno.
I'm saying band.
It's a porno.
Damn it.
Oh.
Damn it.
Chad just took the lead. It's 4-3.
Oh, I'll lose it.
It's 4. Yeah, you probably will.
Wow.
It's 3-2. And we've gone through 4. All right, guys. Sperm whales, but whales is spelled... WAILS.
That's a porn.
Porno.
That's a band.
Whale. It's a band. Fuck, a band. I knew it because whales.
Wow. Oh,
damn it!
Yeah.
As soon as.
Well, it could have gone both ways there.
Like
porns.
Just like most pornos. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 4-3 right now, and we've done 6. KY and the Backsliders.
Band.
Yeah, that's a band.
Yeah.
All those and those, it kind of gives it away, but I just like those. They're funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. KY and the Backsliders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was KY Backsliders, you have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Blowing up asses.
Both
contemplating pretty hard here.
Blowing up
asses?
I'm going to
say band.
I'm saying porno.
It's a porno!
Yes! Tied it up.
Tied it up, babies. For those of you listening at home, I'm aroused. Kiss the anus of a black cat. Why don't you?
What?
Kiss the anus of a black cat.
Band.
I'm saying band.
That's a band.
Yeah!
All right. Kung Fu Dykes.
Porno.
That's
easy.
Porno.
Nah, easily.
Dude,
it's a band.
What?
Yeah, it is. That's
a band.
What?
That's a band.
What? That's hard.
I know. That one sounds great. I feel good about that one. I stumped.
Good
like
for
a,
you.
I'm like a lumberjack cutting down a tree almost all the way. Stumped ya.
Shut up.
Faces with braces.
That's a porn.
Faces with braces.
Yes, sir.
Well, then...
I'm saying porn still.
Band. Fuck it.
It's a porno.
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Jordan just took the lead.
Yes.
All right, boys, there's 4 left. It's 6-7. Chad has 6, Jordan has 7. Ready?
Yes.
Strawberry foreskin!
Band.
Porno.
It's a band.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Easy.
It sounds like strawberry shortcake.
Damn it. That's a stomach.
All right, there are 3 left. It's tied up. Ooh, baby. I love it when my boys are tied up.
Oh, my God.
30 days in the hole.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Yeah.
Both said it simultaneously. That was pretty impressive. All right, Sweaty Nipples United.
Band.
Band.
That's a band.
Yes.
All right, guys. This is real... This is real hard, no pun intended. Punfully intended.
Dick, this is Dick and Dick, if you will.
Yeah. We got these 2 dicks all tied up together.
I like
we
it.
We tied them in a knot. Wood pussy.
Band.
You know, no. Porno.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, just fucking tell me I'm wrong.
It's a band!
Damn it!
Chad wins!
Damn
wow,
it.
That was so exciting.
Tied up to the end.
Oh, man. Did you only say band to not force a tie? Or did you want to say porno? You just thought it was a porno?
I just thought it was a porno.
That's fair. Wood pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Groot.
I am Groot.
Oh, gosh.
I am horny.
What if Groot only said, I am horny?
You know, they did actually make a Guardians of the Galaxy porno.
Of course. It's Rule 34.
Yeah.
If it exists, there's a porn.
I saw a picture of it. Groot is a giant wooden penis.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wood pussy.
It's horrifying.
So that's how we play Bandit Porno. Chad, congrats. You are 2-0 when playing against other people.
Damn it.
Our guests who play Bandit Porno just aren't that good. China.
Yeah. Jordan.
Hey, I tied it up at the very end. You fuck off.
You did. You had it tied for a while. That was pretty good.
But who won?
To be fair.
Fair point.
To be fair.
Okay. Thank
you. You are correct. Guys, oh man, this has just been a lot of fun, a hoot and a half, if you will. I would like to bring up something that happened to me this week. So I got in a really bad mood. And like, you know when you're in a bad mood and the only thing that gets you out of that bad mood sometimes is like listening to yourself be in a bad mood and you have to laugh at yourself for being so pissed off for no reason?
No, but go on.
Oh, okay. Well, this isn't very hashtag relatable. But anyway, I was just irritated. I think I was tired. I was in a bad mood earlier this week. I was just real pissed off for no reason. And, like, I was definitely, like, I was just mad. And, like, I got this notification on my phone. It's 3:30 p.m. I haven't had any alcohol this day. And Time Hop sends me a notification with some, like, bullshit cute little message where it's like, psst, I bet your hashtag FBF is nothing on your hashtag TBT. Wow. And I said out loud, completely dead serious to myself, I go, fuck off, Time Hop, you little piece of shit. And then I was like, wow, I need to calm the fuck down. But also I went to this place in Nashville called the Listening Room Cafe. It's like, it's a restaurant and like live music venue downtown. And that's not important to the story. I went to the bathroom at the Listening Room Cafe. Okay. And for all of you female listeners, I'm about to tell you a little something about men's bathroom etiquette.
Oh, God.
When you walk into this bathroom at the Listening Room, there are 5 urinals. That's a good number. That's an odd number.
Do they have dividers?
They do.
That's good.
It's not a trough situation like Hangout, which is horrible.
Thank
God. Yeah.
Hangout. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Hangout. Yeah.
Of course they have troughs, yeah.
But there are 5 urinals. So I walk in, and I stand at the 3rd one. And here's where the courtesy part comes in. Normally, in a bathroom, if you have the option, you don't stand directly next to another man peeing.
Oh, hell no.
Right. So I went to the 3rd one, leaving the 1st one open so that if someone came in, they could immediately get to the 1st one.
Or the 5th one.
Or the 5th one. If they decided to walk that extra few feet, they could stand in the 5th urinal.
Right.
Yeah. I'm peeing. I've been peeing for probably 15 seconds. Some bro walks in. Uses the 4th urinal.
Oh,
the one directly to my right. Finished before me. He unzips his pants, pees, and leaves before I'm done.
And you'd already been peeing before he walked in.
Yes! He was not in a hurry, obviously. Why do you stand right next to me? That's not right. That's bad bathroom etiquette.
Maybe he's just pushing the boundaries, man.
Well, he was definitely pushing the boundaries because you know what that motherfucker didn't do when he left?
He didn't flush.
He didn't wash his hands.
He didn't wash his fucking hands. So not only did he walk into that bathroom and piss next to me, try to sneak a peek at my ding-a-ling. Just kidding. He wouldn't have found it. Yes. But then he has the audacity to turn around and just leave. And go right back outside without washing his damn hands. I was like, I want to know what table he's at.
Would you have preferred that he stay, you know? Or
I wanted him to wash his hands at the very least.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm a little concerned about his health and his urinal choices. Piece of shit. So that happened to me, and I was pretty upset, and I was like, I got to rant about this in the podcast. Also, Chad's eyes just went dead. Chad, you there?
Yeah.
You want to move on to hate mail, buddy?
That's what I was looking at.
All right.
Sorry. Did you ask me something?
I just, you looked like you went dead inside.
Oh, no, I was trying to get Gmail to load for hate mail. That was all.
Gotcha. Well, what's funny is we have a hate mail from our guest this week, Jordan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to read that while he's sitting right next to me. But Chad, do you want to start our hate mail segment with John's hate mail?
Yeah. God.
Holy hell.
Should we be true to ourselves and read every word or...
Yes. We have to. Because we didn't write this.
Okay.
That was good, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. For those of you new to the show, this is a segment where we give back to our fans, our stands. We let you roast us like the little pig boys we are. Look at that subject line, Jordan. That's incredible.
Oh, God.
We didn't write this. This is someone, this is a real person.
So I remember he was talking to us about this. So.
It's very scathing. Anyone who has who gets offended, we'll include the email address for this boy in the comment section down below so you can tell him that you didn't appreciate this. Go ahead, John. Chad.
Okay, so this is from John, my roommate, who is coming back with a growler, actually, right now. So.
Baby.
So no matter what he says, he still did a good thing for me, so I don't care. He says, stand by, fags, because I'm about to scramble your guts.
Oh, my gosh. You promise, Jail John?
Oh, he promises. He says, Chad, if I had to explain what living with you is like to someone, which I never have because who would fucking care, I'd liken it to them shucking off onto a Crunchwrap Supreme they bought from a GoFundMe of Ponzi proportions, telling yourself, I should really do something about this mess while you watch it dry. No. Preferably do said shuck to bad relationships and feigned activism. Come clean, bud. Your best was in the past.
Past.
Like last week past when you were passed out drunk on the floor. That did happen. Like 2 weeks back when you were listening to me sludge my hot ass girl.
Sludge
is not the... No. I'm... John, I'm forwarding this to Maddie. Anyway. Like 24 years ago past when mom and dad weren't mom and dads. Don't kill yourself because you don't have a knife long enough to get to anything important.
Oh, oh shit.
My gosh. Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Okay, I'm not that fat. Jesus. All right. God. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Cam.
Yes.
I've got a rap sheet longer than quality content you've made. Full disclosure, unfortunate listener, that sheet is damn short. Snowballing off that, how the name of Lazy Jeebus are you single with a voice so cool like milk and crackers? Surely there has got to be a reason why we hear week after week why your date was just okay. Maybe it has something to do with how you live with your brother and his wife. Or maybe because being the fifth gas giant and planet blowhole is not the first impression anyone is looking for. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you can't close because you spend your time lovelorn over your ex and X-Wings. that was deep. That one was deep because there was no laugh. That one cut deep. Okay, don't change, Elch Boy, or do. You have 31 downloads a pod and a pending partnership with Cheese Whiz that is at stake. Guys, you are not bad boys, just bad. P-it-s-tains. I regularly fall asleep listening to your podcast. Hashtag Jail John. Oh, that was so cute. What a cute ending.
That was incredible.
I know John listens, but I never knew when. So it's actually nice to know that he does it when he's going to sleep. That's really cute.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, John. That hurt. But it's all true. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is... This is the one that comes to us from the buddy to my right, Jordan.
Hello. Nice.
Thank you. I had my hand on his inner thigh that whole time. Chad is so dumb. But Jordan and I are having a great time.
So your face is so
I'm not
stoic.
Done. I'm just reading the mails while you're... I'm honestly not done. I've just tuned out every like other sound other than you talking, which is a lot of sounds.
Chad has figured out how to do this podcast with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Jordan sent us this email. The subject line reads, "To Chad, comma, with love. If you could return, don't let it burn, don't let it fade. I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude. It's tearing me apart. It's ruining everything. I swore I would be true, and honey, so did you. So why were you holding her hand? Is that the way we stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you? But I'm in so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Ah, ha, ha. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?"
When you read it, it's so...
mildly successful, half of these episodes will be pulled down. And then the rest of the email is just more lyrics to Linger by the Cranberries. And Chad responded, "You're an asshole, but I love you. Sending you those tracks here in a moment."
Which, by the way, I constantly pester Chad because of his quote-unquote fake EP.
It's not fucking quote-unquote.
Hey, whoa. Let me finish.
There's a but, Chad. Let me finish.
I know there's a
finish.
But.
I'm going to drive to Indianapolis. I'm going to kick your ass, and then I'm going to kiss it, and I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it because I'm sorry.
Do.
At the time of Chad sending me that email, he sent me the tracks. I've listened to them. I love them.
Yeah, they're really good.
And the EP is not fake. It's coming. And it's really good.
And so did we.
Nice.
So yes, very good. Very good job, Chad.
Thank you. All right. I sang and wrote the music, honestly. Anderson did so much.
Anderson did a great job.
All right. We have one more hate mail, and I will read it. This is from our friend, Bree.
Shout out to Bree one time.
Who really doesn't listen, but listened to one episode, I think, recently. But she says, subject line, hate mail. Oh, okay. I thought there wasn't one. All right, yeah. Subject line, hate mail. And the body reads. That is not what the body reads. The body reads. Still not what the body reads. The body reads. You're going to throw up if you keep making yourself burp.
That was a burp. That was me coughing.
I hate to cough.
The body reads, "Hey guys, it's Bree, and I've decided to send in some hate mail with evidence attached to said hate mail. Chad texted me telling me he was drunk and needed to play Friday the 13th with me, and yes. I'm literally the best friend ever and was like, yes, bestie, of course we can play. I'll set up a party and invite people and everything. And what does Chad do 11 minutes later? He fucking leaves. He leaves his house. He goes and hangs out with other friends to watch lame ads fireworks after I put together a gaming party for him. So, fuck you, Chad Hoy. With love, Bree. P.S. Kimmy is my favorite, and he always has been. And you, Chad, are actual shit. XOXO. All things that I knew, so none of this hurts."
Oh, wait.
Having actually been in there in that party, figuring out everything, that was really kind of shitty.
It was hilarious.
I was drunk and I forgot. Jesus Christ.
11 minutes later?
Go? Can anyone ever let things go? Yes, 11 minutes later. I was drunk.
You're such a heel.
Okay?
You're such a heel.
Okay. Bree sends a screenshot, and I find this really funny because she scribbled out my number. Like me or Cam don't know it, but
well, maybe.
It's
Maybe we would have tweeted it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine.
But that's really funny.
If we tweet, I still don't give a fuck. Yeah, but... Yeah, so she sends the receipts, if you will.
Yeah, these are receipts.
I said, yes, ma'am, at 9:28 p.m. about us playing the game. 11 minutes later, she said, we're on. And I said, fuck, my roommates made me go downtown. LMAO, I am the worst. And she says, are you fucking kidding? And I said, for fireworks. And I said, oh, no, are you mad? You're mad. A minute later, she texts back and said, wow, Chad, wow. And then I said, I'm drunk. I can't be trusted. I'm so sorry. And then she said, literally the worst. And then later that night, I texted her and said, hey, I know you're asleep, but I love you. I'm sorry. That's not in the receipts, but I remember texting that. But yeah. That's
so funny.
Okay. Yeah, so that is the hate mail for this week. And I have to grill out almost right now. So
Autobots, grill out.
This is, shut up. Yeah, this is it. This is the end of the sode,
I think. Hey, I asked a question. What are you grilling?
Actually, everything.
You're going to grill a tire?
Every Sunday, it's basically like a meal prep day for me. And so, like, I have chicken, steak, and some salmon.
Oh, Brad.
And I'm going to, like, grill it all today. And a couple friends are going to come over, throw stuff on the grill that they brought, too, and grill that up.
Are you going to grill some asparagus?
No, but I do have some bell peppers I'll probably toss on there, too. Ooh,
baby, little bell pepper boys.
Yeah, baby. Because I'm trying to do keto again. So, trying to not eat carbs because it's hard. But also,
how's
well.
How's that going for you?
Yeah.
It's not. John's bringing a growler. So,
yeah.
It's a lot of carbs. Yeah,
I fucking love carbs, baby. If you want to send us hate mail and roast our little bitch asses, you can to hoyweave@gmail.com. Join in on the conversation. We truly appreciate it. It's really freaking funny, the stuff that you guys come up with. And it brings us all closer together. We got a community of people that hate us. And that's awesome. Chad, where
actually,
can everyone find
you? Here. Yeah. yeah, you can find me on social media. Jesus Christ, I'm so done with the burp.
Holy shit. Go on.
You guys know where to fucking find me on social media. I'm not even going to say anything.
Jordan, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at... you can find me on Twitter at JD... I'd like to read through it. I really... Wow, that really is a...
The look of determination on Chad's face before he started forcing himself to burp over Jordan.
I thought I really could read over it. You really can't.
That was the funniest.
It really is really hard.
That was the
funniest. Go on, Jordan.
Okay. I can see your face. You're waiting.
Miranda just threw up everywhere listening to this episode.
You can find me on Twitter.
Fuck you guys!
Alright, you can find me on Twitter at JTKENYON and the number 654. And also on Instagram, if you so choose, just JTKENYON. Also, if you find me on Tinder or Bumble, swipe right. How about it, huh? Let's throw that one out. Huh?
Listen to me on Staircase Wit on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, everywhere. Staircase Wit.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
My EP is Master Tracks Are Back. And So basically, I'm waiting on album artwork from my friend Corey, who is doing it for a low price for what he usually does.
$69.99.
Close, $75. But yeah, this guy's like he's not really like a friend. Like, I know him from high school.
Okay.
So there's that. But yeah, so the EP is gonna be done in like mid-July, honestly. Like, good. It's like this week I'll have the money to, because Anderson had to cover to pay for mastering.
Oh my
because
gosh.
We underestimated the budget for oh, the shit. So I had to pull money out of stocks and sell those on wow. Friday.
You have stocks?
Yeah, dude. Dude, I'm fiscally responsible, baby. But
you,
yeah, so
who do you follow? What companies? Have
we don't have to. We don't have to get into it. Okay. But I.
I invest in. Okay, I invest keep in your secrets, asshole.
I invest in robotics, social media, and data Wall defenders over here? Specifically.
Is
anyway,
that all one company?
No, it's three different like things.
Say, that sounds cool. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I use apps, and then they like invest into a bunch of different companies, and you just say this. This is where, you know, and then they work in that. It doesn't fucking matter, okay? I had to pull money out.
It's handy.
So midweek, I'll have that money. I'll send it to Anderson. Anderson will send me the masters. And then I just need to send the mastered tracks to my friend Logan, who's going to distribute it for free.
Ooh.
Like, bam, bam, yeah. Bam. So that's awesome. He just, like, sent me a message on Facebook. Was like, do you want that to be free? And I was like, yeah, actually we're out of money, and I'm paying for like, you know, $500 of this out of pocket now. So
waiting for this long, it better be fucking free.
I'm expecting a physical copy of the CD because I backed $20.
Yeah,
I
and so
forgot
I,
to
did
back,
you get that?
I still
I,
want
listen,
one.
I got your update.
I sent out an email on the Indiegogo, and I'm hoping people got those emails, but no one's like said anything.
Had to
so.
Wipe the dust off that because yeah. It's been so long.
it took 1 year. We were fully funded in
one
like
year.
We were fully funded in like May or something. Yeah, it took a fucking year, dude. Sorry. Okay?
I'm pretty sure you said that the EP was going to be out in July of last year.
Well, I didn't know how long it takes to do this shit, man. I've never done this before. Sorry, there's a learning curve of 12 months.
And he pisses out his window.
I'm going to find a big enough knife to kill myself, and I'm going to do it. Bye. Hey, guys, this week, you know what I want you to do? I want you to fucking just take way too many aspirin and fucking die.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm out.
Chad literally took his headphones off and walked away. Thanks so much for listening to the Dad Podcast. Thank you, Jordan, for coming on. Love you, buddy. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Fuck you guys.